GOP blasts AG Garland after FBI whistleblower exposes counterterrorism tools used against parents, disgrace. By Joshua Klein on November 16, 2021. Following a whistleblower's revelation that the FBI is utilizing counterterrorism tactics to investigate parents considered to be potential domestic terrorists for voicing concerns about education in their local school districts, Republicans blasted the disgraceful move as well as Attorney General Merrick Garland, with many calling for his immediate resignation. The alarming allegations, which state the FBI is adding threat tags to parents, appear to contradict Garland's testimony on October 21 during a House Judiciary Committee hearing in which he claimed the Department of Justice and the FBI were not using counterterrorism tools to investigate parents at school board meetings. The FBI spied on President Trump's campaign. They abused the FISA process. And now they're targeting parents, wrote Representative Jim Jordan, RO, a ranking member of the House Judiciary, who publicized a letter addressed to Garland detailing the whistleblower's claims. "As we speak, Joe Biden's FBI is spying on parents," tweeted out the Republican House Judiciary Committee. All because of a letter sent from the National School Boards Association that was withdrawn. Terrifying, the committee added. Confirmed by whistleblower. The FBI used the Counterterrorism Division to investigate parents, wrote House Republican Whip Steve Scalise. These documents contradict what AG Garland told Congress under oath. The Biden administration treats parents who disagree with them like terrorists, he added. We can't tolerate this. The Communist Democrat Party declared war on parents by weaponizing the ever-crooked FBI, wrote congressional candidate Josh Barnett. I'm so sick of watching our country go to underscore. I'm running to fight for the people, he added. The FBI is targeting parents who speak out against critical race theory, wrote Representative Ken Buck, RCO. AG Garland should testify under oath about this immediately. What a disgrace, he added. Attorney General Merrick Garland has some explaining to do, wrote Representative Drew Ferguson, Republican Georgia. New Judiciary GOP's whistleblower documents show that the FBI's counterterrorism unit is adding a threat tag to parents who protest at local school boards. How's this not an attempt to target parents who disagree? He added. Biden's DOJ is weaponizing the FBI against parents and lying to Congress about doing it, wrote Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK. Despite AG Garland denying this under oath, we now know the FBI's counterterrorism division is adding a threat tag to parents who protest at local school boards, he added. Every part of this wrong. The FBI is using its counterterrorism division to investigate and add threat tags to parents speaking out at school board meetings, wrote Jane Timken, former chair of the Ohio Republican Party. This is deeply disturbing and proves that Merrick Garland lied under oath, she added. Garland needs to answer for this immediately. The labeling of parents as domestic terrorists was followed up by the FBI using counterterrorism measures to investigate moms and dads, wrote Representative Dan Bishop, RNC. AG Garland better be prepared to answer for this, he added. A whistleblower just revealed that the Biden DOJ used the FBI counterterrorism division to go after parents who spoke out against the Biden political agenda, wrote Representative Mary Miller, RL. Congress must hold immediate oversight hearings over this attack on constitutional rights, and AG Garland must resign, she added. Garland needs to testify again ASAP, wrote Representative Mike Johnson, RLA. Despite sworn testimony to the contrary, Merrick Garland has weaponized the FBI's counterterrorism division against parents concerned with what their children are being taught in school, wrote Representative Matt Rosendale, Republican Montana. This is a disgrace and he must resign immediately, he added. Hashtag breaking, AG Garland has been caught in a major lie, wrote Representative Byron Donalds, RFL. On October 22, he claimed the government was not using counterterrorism efforts to investigate parents. And today a whistleblower discloses documents to the contrary. Biden doesn't want parents involved in their child's classroom, he added. Why did the AG provide inaccurate information? Asked Representative Scott Fitzgerald, RY. Parents should not be targeted for getting involved in their child's education. AG Garland testified that parents are not domestic terrorists, wrote Representative Tom Tiffany, RY. So why did the FBI investigate parents using counterterrorism tools? We need answers, he added. Was Merrick Garland ignorant of what the FBI was doing, or did he mislead Congress? Asked GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. We need answers from the Biden administration immediately, she added. The Biden admin, in coordination with the National School Boards Association, weaponized DOJ and FBI and labeled parents domestic terrorists, wrote Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt. Now a whistleblower reveals they're using counterterrorism tools to investigate parents. This is insane, he added. Keep showing up. Keep fighting back. Merrick Garland must resign immediately, demanded congressional candidate Robbie Starbuck. In response to the revelations, Rep. Jordan wrote to Garland. At best, if we assume that you were ignorant of the FBI's actions in response to your October 4th memorandum at the time of your testimony, this new evidence suggests that your testimony to the committee was incomplete and requires additional explanation. If, however, you were aware of the FBI's actions at the time of your testimony, this evidence shows that you willfully misled the committee about the nature and extent of the department's use of federal counterterrorism tools to target concerned parents at school board meetings. Jordan noted the Judiciary Committee would like to further assess the accuracy and completeness of his sworn testimony. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.